You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a fresh mind bender for you today. Clearing the phone lines right now so that everybody has an equal chance to call in and play. Today's mind bender is about going on vacation. 57% of people admit they're guilty of this every time they go on vacation.
Well, I'm thinking you were hopping online and checking your work email.
Oh, I know somebody who's been guilty of that.
You get in the Wayback Machine. Wayback Machine. There is a picture of me on my honeymoon checking work email.
I remember that distinctly.
Nicole's like, what are you doing? I said, yeah, just checking in.
And Jeremy comes back from his honeymoon and he's showing us pictures. He goes, here's this. Here we are at the beach. Here I am checking corporate email.
Yep.
And we're starting with Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey there. So 57% of people admit they're guilty of this every time they go on vacation.
Spending too much money.
Oh, sure.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
There's an old saying about that that maybe I'll say for later, but that's a great guess. That's not it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Jessica.
It is funny how the money just flows out of you.
Yeah, because you always think you have plotted, okay, I'm going to need this much for food.
Yeah, and you don't care. You're on vacation. You'll, like, go to a breakfast restaurant. It's like $14 for an omelet. Hell yeah, I'm on vacation.
It comes with toast. What do you want?
Right. Count me in.
And the, hi, Cassandra. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey. Okay. There is that thing when you go to breakfast on vacation and they'll bring, they say it comes with a side of fruit and they bring out that little tiny bowl and it's got like two grapes and like some little wedge of apple or something.
Who's that aside for? A toddler?
Yeah.
My side of fruit, I want half a cantaloupe.
Bring it on. Bring me the entire watermelon right now.
Yes, that's a side.
All right. So, Cassandra, people, they admit they're guilty of this every time they go on vacation. What is it?
Leaving their kids behind.
What do you mean?
Who feels guilty about that?
Like going on vacation. My sister does it every time, but I can't bring myself to do it. I miss them too much.
I'm in negotiations with Knick Knack right now to take a couple's trip. I think we just want to hit Vegas and see her dad one day because he lives out there. But we want to do it kidless. I want to do it kidless. Knick Knack still has her reservations.
Oh, no. You gotta leave the kids behind. Not every vacation, but every once in a while.
Husbands and wives and partners
need to go be partners somewhere.
They are old enough now. Grandma and grandpa would love it. Let's make a long weekend and get out of here. I don't know. I would miss them.
Cassandra, that answer is not right, but it's a good try.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye. I think she was nervous talking to us or something.
Well, that's all right. You're intimidating.
Hey, good morning. Well, is this Tala? Taylor? How do you pronounce your name?
Tala.
Tala. It's a very cool name. What are they guilty of, like, Tala?
I'm saying stealing stuff from the facilities they're staying in.
My goodness.
There was a mind bender many years ago about the number of people who would, when they would stay at a hotel room, who would steal the Bible from the drawer.
Oh my goodness.
Just always thought that was really interesting that people are stealing the Bible.
Yeah. It's a little ironic, yeah.
Yeah. That is not it either, but that's a really good try.
Well, bummer. Thank you.
Thanks, Tala. Have a fun day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
There she goes. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, when's the last time you went on vacation, Katie?
Last week.
What?
Whoa, where'd you go?
To Winter Park. It was spring break,
Oh, okay.
We went to Winter Park for a few days.
Yeah, you still got out of town, though. New scenery.
I'll consider that a vacation, sure.
Yep,
why not?
I did. But I'm still over here feeling like a bad mom because she's all like, I don't want to leave my kids. And I'm like, please let me leave my kids. Please.
Right. I don't get that mindset.
I have two boys. They're almost 6 and 10. They make me insane. Going on vacation without them is something that I thoroughly enjoy.
Preach it, girl.
Mama needs a break. Mama needs a break.
My goodness.
And two boys, too. Yeah. I could see.
You know, in a way.
And I teach first grade, so I'm with kids.
Oh, yeah. You've had it up to here with kids.
You don't want kids for a 20-mile radius around you.
Exactly.
Yeah, all I will say, because I don't want to make anybody angry, is that I think it's healthy for parents to get the heck away from their kids for a while. And it's healthy for the children as well.
I agree.
But you know what happens is you leave your kids at home and then you go with your significant other and all you talk about the whole time while you're away is your kids.
Is the kids. Well, yep.
Not in my relationships. We forgot we had kids. We're on the plane. We're like, oh, yeah, kids.
Kids?
Oh, yeah.
Did we leave them food?
Katie, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with working on vacation.
There it is.
See, that's similar to what Jeremy said, check work email. Those are both similar, and they're similar enough that I'm going to tell you that you're both not.
Oh,
right.
No.
Oh, man.
It was a really good try, though.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
See you later.
Bye. Here's Matthew. Matthew, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
I'm having a splendid morning. Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
57%
of... a lot, don't you?
I'm sorry, what?
You guys get asked that a lot, don't you?
Just a couple times a morning.
We refer to it as social lubricant.
Yeah,
we're good. Because it's what people say, they don't even know they're saying it. And so it doesn't bother us at all.
It's just an introduction, you know?
How are you doing?
It's just a reflex.
Matthew, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm avoiding going into work, so I thought I'd call into my boys in the morning.
All right. Well, thank you for that. You know, the funny thing about the how are you doing is it's just that and the response are both reflexes. So if you pass somebody in the hall, hey, how you doing? Fine, thanks. How are you? I mean, it's just conditioned response because 100% of the time people say fine, but in real life, what percentage of people are really fine when you ask them that?
Maybe. We should have a mind bender on that.
Yeah, really, maybe like 60%.
And if they do stop and talk to you about how they really are, you don't care.
And you're like,
why did I ask?
You're like, what is happening right now? This was not an invitation.
So the, hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm good. That's just, it's just reflex reactions anyway. But it's fine.
But we're good. We're great. Yeah,
but we really are doing well this morning.
That's great.
Jeremy, are you still constipated, Jeremy?
No, I'm good.
Yesterday. Oh, that's all I heard about.
It was bad. Real bad.
57% of people admit they're guilty of this every time they go on vacation. What would that be, Matthew?
Well, I hope it's not this, but I'm guessing peeing in the pool.
I don't even have to be on vacation for that.
Jeremy does it in the tub, in the shower.
Shower, yeah. I don't even have to be taking a shower. I'll just walk over and pee in it.
Oh, gosh.
Kitchen sink.
I'll wander into a YMCA and go in the pool and walk on out.
There's one of those little footstool things in the kitchen. He'll climb up on that and get into the sink.
Not a problem.
I don't know. Would 57% of people be urinating in hotel swimming pools?
No, because I think that number would be 87% of people are urinating in a hotel. That's why you go on vacation, is to pee in a pool.
Hold on a second. Let me
look up some... you don't need to look that up. This is just...
Hold on a second. What percentage of people pee
lot of times
in the pool?
If you read the fine print in your contract when you go to a hotel... When you go to the hotel and you sign it, and you go and you read the fine print, it says at the very bottom, feel free to pee in our pool. It's in every hotel contract. You just got to look for it.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm listening out of one ear while I'm trying to find the stats. All right, I found two stats.
Nobody wants stats.
Matthew wants stats.
Matthew never said once he wanted a stat.
He'll tell me right now. Matthew, would you like stats on peeing in the pool?
Oh, gosh. I guess so.
Don't let Dom force you.
What are you guys saying? You just want to be blissfully ignorant of it? Is that
we're
what
not
it
ignorant about this at all. We know it's happening. 100% of the time, it's happening.
First of all, your answer is not right.
All this for nothing, Matthew.
Well, no, it's not for nothing, because, Matthew, I've looked it up. About 20% of people admit to doing it, but a study shows that they think it's more like 40%. So 40% of people... And they've based that, I guess, on doing measurements of the water.
Oh, God.
What a job.
So for those of you who go to the hotel pool and open your mouth underwater, ain't enough chlorine in the world.
You are probably immune to the coronavirus.
And everything else.
And everything else.
Speaking of, by the way, Matthew, thank you very much for the call. I enjoyed talking with you, buddy.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Matthew.
Okay, bye now. Bye. Speaking of which, I got my teeth cleaned yesterday. Can I veer off for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got my teeth cleaned yesterday, and the hygienist was talking to me about, you know, getting her vaccination. And I've had my first shot. I get my second one in like 2 weeks. And she goes, how'd you do with the shot? And I said, none. I said, my wife's arm hurt. She says it like somebody punched her really hard in the arm. I said, I had no reaction whatsoever. My arm wasn't even sore. Mm-hmm. I didn't get sick. Like, my stepdaughter got really sick, but they say young people tend to get sick, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. The hygienist said, she goes, I've heard some people speculate that your reaction to the shot is an indication of how you would have been if you got the actual virus.
Oh.
So in other words, if you have a bad reaction to the shot, you might be the person who should be very thankful that you got it, because if you got the virus, you would be hit, you'd be afflicted a little bit more. Yeah. Harshly than others.
All right. Look at you with your
And I don't know if
immunity.
That's true. That's just my dental hygienist just kind of BSing with me. So
she didn't know. She's making it up. Was she telling you all this with her hands in your mouth and waiting for you to reply to?
It didn't hurt 1 minute. It felt fine. I didn't feel a thing.
It's like you were right there, like you were a fly on
the wall. I got my first hot. It was right here in my arm.
Exactly. You know, the funny thing is, you're close to how that went, but actually, my fingers were in her mouth at the time.
A little reach up and payback.
I believe I said something like, let's see how you like it.
You like it.
I got some of the implements.
This is a sucker.
Stupid. What are we doing? Oh, the mind bender. I forgot all about the mind bender. It's the way this show is. Hi, Tabitha. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Tabitha.
We're doing great.
57% of people admit they're guilty of this every time they go on vacation. What do you think?
I'm going to say overpacking.
Do you do that?
I do.
Yeah, so do I. Jeremy, do you? Well, you sometimes. Probably overpack.
Maybe.
I will tell you, after all this time, Tabitha, you just won the mind. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, good job.
That is exactly right. 57% of people admit they are guilty of overpacking every single time they go on vacation. What I wanted to say a few minutes ago when the very kind lady guessed not bringing enough money is that the old saying is when you go on vacation, you're supposed to take half the clothes that you think you should take and twice the money you think you should take.
There you go. That's spot on.
Little rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yep.
Tabitha.
Suitcase full of money.
Yeah, right. Tabitha, I hope you get to go on vacation again soon. Tell me this. How big is your brain?
Well, this morning it seems like it's ginormous.
It's
bigger than a carry-on. Bigger than a carry-on.
Listen, please stand by because Studley Steve is going to come back. He's going to chat with you about your prize, okay?
All right, that's wonderful. You guys have a great day.
Well, you
Thank
as
you.
Well, Tabitha. You're very kind. Thank you.